Hello and welcome, listener. You are listening to WFMU. How are you? I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. That's great. No one cares. Moving on. This is the Untitled Call-In Show with David Cooper, and I'm your host, David Cooper. It's a working title, a title in progress. I'll be hosting the next hour for the Fuzzy Glove Hour with Ken and Andy, but don't worry, they will be back next week. Before we start, you're going to want to take down the number and call us for two reasons. Our call-in topic tonight will be great, and number two, an unlucky caller will win one expired tin of delicious mackerel. You heard that right, folks, an expired can of mackerel. Anyway, the number is 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. 209-9368. Maybe the show should be called the Mackerel Giveaway and other phone calls. Honestly, if you can think of a better name, just let me know. Give us a call. 201-209-9368. Our topic tonight, it is a good one. It is a great one. It is there anything you're procrastinating right now and why? Maybe by calling in, we can lecture you into doing it. All right, we go to our first caller on the air. Caller, you are on the air. Hello. Caller? All right. We don't have a caller, and that's all right. We're going to drop that call. Hi, caller. You are on the air. What are you procrastinating right now?
Hello?
Hi. You made it on the air. This is WFMU. What are you procrastinating right now?
Pretty much everything. May I please have some mackerel?
You can, but maybe not for me. I think the mackerel giveaway, we're going to kind of rate the calls. We're going to get to it. I can't just give away the call. And plus, you don't have anything you're procrastinating.
Well, I mean, I'm procrastinating that. I definitely can't find it where I'm from, and I'm not about to start.
There is a thing called the internet. I'm sure that you can find mackerel there. Just go to www.mackerel.com. Wow, I'm killing it today.
Okay, love you, bye.
I love you, too. Thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. All right, drop button on air. Caller, you are on the air. What are you procrastinating? What's going on with you?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello?
Hi, you made it on the air.
Hello?
Hi. You made it on the air, caller. Okay, well, that goes another caller. The topic is, what are you procrastinating? We will not be discussing procrasturbating, which, of course, is when you procrastinate and proturb things. Get your mind out of the gutter. People, the number. Oh, we got another caller. All right. You're on the air, caller. What are you procrastinating? Caller, you're on the air. Killing it right now. Killing it right now with all the various callers. We go to a call right now. All right, caller, without further ado. All right, you are on the air. What is your thing that you're procrastinating? I want to hear about it. I want to know about it. You're going to tell me about it, and that's why we're here.
Okay.
Okay.
First of all, you can call me Kenny.
Okay, Kenny. All right. First of all, I can call you Kenny. All right, Kenny. What are you procrastinating? Not telling me what I can call you. You're very good at that.
Okay. I've been procrastinating watching my weight. I'm so fat. I eat a lot. I do late night foods. I eat a whole lot.
Well, you gotta eat less. You're procrastinating eating less, but you're achieving eating more.
I'm supposed to reduce how I eat. I'm supposed to reduce my calorie intake, but I even have more.
Well, you need to stop thinking about it as procrastinating eating less. You're actually doing a very good job at eating more.
Oh, yeah? I'm getting so fat.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great thing. You know, you're eating so much. You're doing a great job. You're doing fantastic at eating. So we solved the problem, and you didn't have to lift a finger except for the fingers you lift when you lift food into your mouth.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well, Kenny, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Kenny. We appreciate it. Appreciate you. All right, callers, callers, callers. We go to somebody. Caller, you are on the air. What are you procrastinating? I want to know about it. We're going to solve this right now. Caller.
Oh, hello.
Hi, you made it. Yeah.
I'm procrastinating calling, visiting my parents.
Okay, what's going on with your parents? Do you have an okay relationship with them?
Yeah, but they're just so boring.
Well, maybe you're the problem, you know? Not everyone has to be interesting.
Maybe I'm the problem. Yeah, that's very good advice. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Look, we're solving the world's problems by letting you know that you're the problem. All right, thank
you,
caller.
How can I be less boring, then?
I don't know. Just, run out into the street, start screaming at people, don't get arrested, you'll be fine. All right, we go to somebody else. Oh, they hung up, and I dumped another caller. The number is 201-209-9368. Our topic tonight is, what are you procrastinating? Caller, you are on the air. You got to tell me, what's going on with you?
Hi. Okay, well, I'm procrastinating getting my COVID test today.
Okay, well, are you putting people at risk? Like, you know what I say, do whatever you want, just don't kill grandma. I think that's really good advice.
I'm driving around town, and I think I'll make my way over there soon.
You know, I just got one of these COVID tests at, like, the pharmacy, and it was like a Bluetooth test. It was like playing with Lego. It was amazing. It was like sea monkeys. It was like assembling a little kit. And then it at the end, it just hooked up to your phone, and 15 minutes later, it told me I didn't have the COVID.
By letting you know that you
got to turn down the radio. Turn up the radio, but turn it off, but turn it up, but turn it
off. Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you. I'm a forgiving man here on WFMU. So why don't you just go get a test? What's going on?
Okay, hold on. It's hard to hear you. Can you hear me properly?
I can hear you okay. Yeah, you better just turn up your whatever you call it.
I got it. Okay. Well, I have a flight at 6 a.m. tomorrow, and I mean, I'm just a serial procrastinator, and I don't have to get vaccinated for the flight, but my friend whom I'm visiting wants me to get, I'm not vaccinated, tested.
Okay. Oh, you still know? We got rid of her. First technical difficulty. Caller, if you are listening, call back at 201-209-9368. I am aided by Scott from the last show. Scott, I'm doing fine here. I think I got the good handle of what's going on. Did our listeners need to know that? Not really, but I appreciate you and I appreciate the assistance. All right, our topic is, what are you procrastinating? The number is 201-209-9368. I am David Cooper. Speaking of these COVID tests that you can do by yourself that hook up to your phone, it really did feel like sea monkeys with the water and everything like that. And I was looking at this video the other day. Sea monkeys are a lie. They come in three packets. The first packet is the water purification packet. You got to put it in and wait 24 hours. And you think, okay, I can do that. And the next packet is called Instant Life. Well, it's not Instant Life. You mix it in and it... So, okay, let me just back up here. Packet number one is the eggs, and they take 24 hours to hatch, except they're translucent. You can't see them. Packet number two is the dye. The dye, people. It is the dye. So you put that in, and then you can see the sea monkeys that hatched 24 hours ago. They're not Instant Life, and sea monkeys are a lie. All right, we go to another caller. Caller, you are on the air. I want to know what you are procrastinating. You tell me about it, and you tell me about it now.
All right, well, I recently got a dog.
Okay.
Yep, and she's very flatulent. She likes to fart a lot.
A farting dog. I thought all dogs were boys and all cats were girls. And when they have a baby, if it's a girl, it's a cat, it's a boy, it's a dog. I'm an amateur veterinarian, too. I do it for fun. Okay, so your dog's farting all the time.
Take her out a lot, and we have a pretty small yard, and the other day I noticed there were a bunch of piles of poop that were not from her, and so I picked them all up, and then, you know, I watched her outside for a little bit to see if she had diarrhea or something, because I wasn't sure. I didn't think it was her, and then all of a sudden she had diarrhea really bad.
My God.
And, so I've been kind of not cleaning up the yard.
Well, you got to clean up the yard. I mean, it is your yard. So, I mean, get it as dirty as you want. It's not really anybody's problems but your own.
So I guess I just haven't really wanted to pick up the yard, and some neighbors have kind of laughed at me for it, but we're all friends, and it's all good. It's a new experience for me to have the dog, so I think they all understand I'm putting it off.
Well, I think you either clean the yard or you do something like commit insurance fraud, and that way the yard will be the least of your problems. I think we've solved this one.
Right, right. I also need to take her to the vet to see if something's going on.
Yeah, you should. I mean, I got everything. I got IBS, so I just don't worry about it. I'm supposed to get the Crohn's test and the celiac test, which I'm going to get. So I've been procrastinating that.
I actually have irritable bowel syndrome myself.
Look at you and I, IBS peas in an IBS pod. Fantastic. You are irate, irritable. I thought irritable and irate were the same thing. I've been told recently they're not. But my bowels are irate, yeah.
Definitely same situation for me. So
fantastic.
You and I and Bella, my dog, have a lot in common.
I and Bella need to take it easy and eat our Metamucil. That's what we learned today. Thank you for the call. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Oh, you too.
All right. As a reminder, we are giving away an expired tin of mackerel to the first caller who I think deserves it. You know, that's basically what's going on. Caller, you are on the air. What are you procrastinating? You got to turn down your radio. Everyone, turn down the radio. It's making me crazy. Caller, you're on the air. Okay. Making me mental. All right. You're off the air, caller. You are off the air. 201-209-9368. I am procrastinating going to the dentist. I have not gone in 10 years. I'm not proud of that fact, but it is what has happened. And that's basically all I can say about that. At this point, do I need to go? I don't have any cavities, I don't think. All right, caller, you're on the air. What are you procrastinating? How can we help?
Hello?
Hi. You're on the air. Caller.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. About to be off.
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you though. Okay, go ahead. I am procrastinating on my art portfolio for my college application.
Your art portfolio for your college application. Well, do you want to go to college for art? Like, you know, at a certain point, it's either so painful you need to do it, and you'll get it done, or you're procrastinating because you don't need to do it, you know? Is that the issue? Or are you scared of succeeding? I mean, that can be scarier for most people than failing. We're getting deep here. All right. Okay. We're going to hang up on you. Caller, you're on the air. What are you procrastinating? I want to know about it. Let's get into it. Caller. You're on the air. Yep, you can press a button, but it doesn't change much.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. A little bit low on that, but maybe I got my volumes adjusted. But I'm trying to stop masturbating so much.
Yeah, this is a family show, so let's say you're trying to stop playing with My Little Ponies. We'll use a euphemism for the kids at home, okay? I'll just edit the part where you said masturbating out, and we'll fix it in post, so anyone at home that hears that, you're not going to hear that right now because we're going to fix it in post. You understand?
Okay, I don't really know how to put it. I'm just being honest.
Okay, well, is it a problem? I mean, it's only a problem if it's ruining your life. I mean, if you can manage your day job, your relationships, your romantic relationships, I say just keep...
Well, I'm keeping my day job, but I just think it's too much. It's just too much.
Too much. Maybe see a therapist?
I think it speaks to a larger issue in our society, which is a porn addiction, which I think is really bad.
I think it can be bad. I think it's a little blown over proportion. You know, I think that... I don't know. I don't think it's as big as a problem as some people make it out to be. I think for certain individuals it is, but for the masses it doesn't have to be. It gets categorized as an addiction when it isn't always. That's all I'm saying.
Well, thank you. I think I can overcome it. I just need to No pun intended, but all right.
You stepped on my punch. You're going to do great. Let's, therapist, you got one, you'll get one. All right, who cares? Goodbye. All right, we hung up on him. All right, he's still on the line. He's gone. 201-209-9368. I want to know about what you're procrastinating. I am procrastinating on calling an exterminator. I've got cockroaches, but we'll talk about that after this call. Caller, you are on the air. I want to hear about it. What's going
Hello?
On? What? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you. Can you speak louder?
I mean, I can, but it'll make the show sound badly. But
Okay, that's part of my problem. I'm procrastinating getting a hearing aid.
Is that right? Who am I speaking to? I think I know, but for our listeners out there.
You're speaking to Mrs. Cooper.
My mother, my very Jewish mother, is procrastinating getting a hearing aid. Is it an issue where you don't want to admit to the world your actual age, which I assume is perpetually 35?
No, I'm a little older than 35, just a little.
36, 37, 38, 70. My mother's 70.
Yeah, but in that range. That's why it's very difficult for me to admit I need a hearing aid when I'm so young.
Well, I know that your family would love you for it, and you have nothing to be embarrassed about. And plus, the hearing aids these days, they're kind of hidden in your ears. You can't really see them.
I know. But I don't know why I'm so reluctant. Maybe you can tell me.
I think it's an admitting an age thing. You know, you don't want to admit to yourself, mother, that you're hitting the septuagenarian kind of range.
Okay, and I also can't see, and I'm not getting glasses, so I can't see and I can't hear.
Well, you have a family of four very blind Jewish children that wear glasses, so I don't understand what the hang-up is.
Well, I guess because I've had perfect vision my entire life, it's hard to admit that I can't see now.
Yeah. What about the bedroom? How are you and Dad doing in the bedroom?
We're not procrastinating. We're not procreating.
All right. You heard it here first. My mother, Mrs. Cooper, is not procrastinating. She's procreating. I'm going to barf later, but for comedy purposes, that was hilarious. Mom, thanks for the call. Love you very much.
Okay. Thanks. Love you.
All
Bye.
Right. That was my mother, the one, the only. Hi, caller. You're on the air. You tell me what's going on, and we'll try to fix it.
Hi. Is this Straight Shooter with David Cooper?
This is sure. Is that the new name of the show?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't like it, but I'll take it. You know, I appreciate you you trying here.
Well, I like his style, which is you're rapid fire with the calls. I mean, I think that's kind of what I'm coming from with that name.
Rapid fire, sure. But I want to give away mackerel. I want to have a mackerel concept. I think by the end of the show, I'd like to have a show name for when I do fill-ins. You know,
Fill-in fish fry.
Fill-in, yeah, could be the, well, what if it's no longer fill-ins? What if it's a weekly, it could be the weekly fish fry, but,
Friday fish fry.
The Fridays, yeah, but then the show's got to be on Friday. I was thinking, like, mackerel something and...
Mackerel Monday.
Mackerel Monday and other calls, maybe, or, it doesn't matter. What are you procrastinating, caller? I want to know what's going on with you.
I'd probably say going through my storage stuff.
Yeah. Now, is it an emotional thing? You got, like, stuff from a past, an ex-wife, a dead parent?
No, it's nothing like that. It's just I got, you know, you don't feel like going through all your crap and throwing stuff out. You know, it's not like a hoarder thing. It's just like...
Sounds like a hoarder thing. Sounds like a bit of a...
Do I want to goof off, or do I want to, go through this box of stuff and... You know.
Yeah, I mean, it does sound a bit like a hoarder thing. Why not just get rid of it if you're not going to go through it? You're just holding on to it for what?
I'm just throwing it out also takes effort because I'd have to like go over and pick up the box and throw it out.
All right, what about Marie Kondo? You know who I'm talking about? People talk about her. I don't know who she is, never read her book, never seen her, but people say Marie Kondo and then people say, oh, I know what you're talking about, Marie Kondo. So what about that?
Man, I don't know. I'm more, I've heard the name, but it's just like,
yeah,
I rent. I don't have a condo. So.
Yeah, just stare in the mirror late at night, get some liquid ice, dry ice, put it in the bathtub, put in some water. It'll be smoky, you know, it's safe.
Slit my wrist?
No, yeah, don't slit your wrist. If you think about it, that's fine. Just there's always someone you can call, and we can get you that number after the show.
Nah, I'm good. Don't do that.
But stare in the mirror and say Marie Kondo 10 times, and I think your problems will still exist, but you'll have done something.
There you go. Doing things with David Cooper.
Doing things with David Cooper. What's your name, caller?
Danny D.
Danny D?
Yep.
Danny D. Love it. Danny D from, I want to say, Pennsylvania, from Northwest Territories, from Baja California.
Currently, I'm in Rahway.
Rahway. Okay, very good. Love it there. Never been there. Don't know where that is, except I do know where that is, but I also don't. Listen, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the help. And just do what I say, and your life will be terrible.
Well, I appreciate you, David. You're doing a great job. Sound great.
I mean, that's an issue for my therapist and confidence, but that's a whole other topic. Thanks for the call, Danny.
You're rapidly improving.
Rapid fire with Danny D and David Cooper. We are going public. We're IPOing. We're going to be a $1 billion company, and who knows what we'll sell, but we'll say Marie Kondo a lot. Sound good?
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks for the call. The number is 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. I am putting off, procrastinating, if you will, calling an exterminator. The other night, my cat went nuts. He went crazy. And he's at the bookshelf, and he's pawing at the bookshelf. I'm like, don't paw at the bookshelf. Not that I read, but my girlfriend reads. That's a story for another time. And so I move the books. I figure there's something back there. And a huge, I think a German cockroach, I feel bad to the German people for saying this, but a German cockroach is behind my bookshelf. And my cat, who's usually pretty docile, takes his claw and spears the thing in his head. The thing's dead and it's huge. It's about 155 inches. I'm leaving New York after this. You know, it's an apocalypse situation. And I don't tell my girlfriend, who I know is listening, shout out to Miranda, what a treat you are. And I've been putting off calling an exterminator. I better do that. I mean, can I just buy the traps? Do you just buy the traps? They're on the internet. Just put them around the house. But will they kill the cat? These are the things that I worry about, and I'm procrastinating, researching. All right, we go to another caller.
Caller, you are on the air. What are you procrastinating? I want to hear about it. I want to hear about it right now, starting now, in 5 seconds. I'll say in 5 seconds, and then it'll be 5 seconds. So in 5 seconds, let's hear what you need to do.
I need to cut my toenails.
Are they fungus infected? Are they scraggly? What's going on with your toenails?
Haven't cut them in a long time. I've been putting it off.
I got to tell you something, and I'm not proud of this. I can and often do only after I shower bite my toenails, and I'm not proud of it.
You can bite your toenails. Are you that flexible?
I am, only in this one regard. I can't, you know, I can't reach behind my back and make my hands meet, but I can put my foot in my mouth both proverbially, metaphorically, and literally.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've got to just get into the bathroom and start hacking away with some clippers. That's what I got to do.
Got to get in there. And you know what? My girlfriend has seen me bite my toenails. I don't eat them. I spit them. I'm a spitter. Uh-huh. And she still sleeps with me. Can you believe that?
That is very impressive that you have that kind of a girlfriend.
And that, my friend, is what true love is. That's what modern love is.
Definitely. It absolutely is.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call. Cut those disgusting, scraggly, athlete's foot, multifungal infected toes before they cut somebody.
I most certainly will.
Cut them or they'll cut you. You know what I mean?
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Caller, you are on the air. I want to know what you are procrastinating. I want to know about it right now. You go ahead and tell me. You go ahead and tell me when I stop talking. Will I stop talking? Probably. Probably I will. But when will I stop talking? That really is the question. And you could ask that question if I stop talking, which I will right now.
When will you stop talking?
I was procrastinating stopping talking. What are you procrastinating, caller?
Well, I just started school and I'm procrastinating doing all my work.
Yeah. Oh, there's a man there. Maybe that's part of the problem. You've got men over.
Honestly, I think that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, you maybe kick the man out, and then it's easy to do the work.
That's true. It'd be quieter that way.
It would be. And what is the man procrastinating doing? Leaving?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think you're right.
Fantastic. All right. Well, why don't you just do your work? You're going to fail your classes. You're going to flunk out of school. Turn off the radio. Turn off everything. Turn off the man. Go do your work.
Yeah, that's true. I probably should, but yeah. I don't know.
It's illegal to turn off people. It depends on the state, really, but usually you want their consent and the whole thing with that, you know, assisted suicide. I don't want to go there. Too dark. Don't do it.
Hey, don't find that jammer.
I don't know. He's really loud.
He is very loud. His voice does carry. But, you know, I'm glad you two called in some sense.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad we're having this conversation.
Just do your work. You're going to regret it if you fail your classes, all right?
Okay, I will. Thank you for the
motivational speech. You're quite welcome. All right, appreciate it. My God, give him a smack for me. My God. All right, pressing a button. Appreciate it. Goodbye.
Caller, you're on the air. What are you procrastinating? I want to know about it. I want to hear about it.
You sure?
I mean, maybe not. Maybe I'm not sure, but go ahead.
Well, none of us really are. On Friday, my cousin's getting married, and I still have an RSVP to tell him I'm not coming.
I once canceled on a wedding the day of, and I can tell you I don't talk to this person anymore, or rather, they don't talk to me. And the last text I sent this person was the morning of their wedding telling them I couldn't make it. So just get it over with and do it now. It's only going to get incrementally more painful every minute that goes by.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I suppose I'm lucky because we're not close in the slightest. But, you know, they sent the invitation and they, because of COVID, you know, they kept putting the wedding off.
Sure.
And so my fridge is covered in, it's not covered, but I've got about 3 to 4 different picture magnets they sent out for all the different dates.
Yeah.
They had to keep postponing. And the magnets are great, you know, it holds up the grocery list, that kind of stuff.
Does your phone do a 3-way call? Can we get them on the line and we'll tell them right now about the wedding and we'll just get it over with?
No, that's going into Sam Kennison territory. I can't do that.
You can't do it? All right. You can't do it. You won't do it. And I respect that, but I'm a little unhappy about it, I got to say.
Well, we can talk about that. Work through it, I think.
Yeah, we can. So, all right. So what are you going to do about this?
Well, I'm going to end up having to call. And it's the other problem is that the phone number that they sent for the RSVP is for his girlfriend, who's a very... kind of angry, aggressive nurse.
That sounds like a video that could be fun to watch. So what do you?
But not fun to live through necessarily. You know what I mean? I do.
So you've got to email the ex. Why don't you just his future ex-wife? Why don't you just email him and forget about the RSVP email address?
Well, it's not an email. I don't have an email. I just have the phone number.
So call him. Like, you don't have to call the number on the card. I mean, it's just a suggestion.
That's true. That's true. But then I wonder, am I taking the coward's way out?
Probably. You are, but you've gotten this far. Every minute that you put this off is a minute that's going to cause you pain in the future.
Nah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And there's probably no hope for a relationship between us in the future either.
If you do it a week before is workable. A week before you could recover from, any sooner and that's it for you. But maybe you want to kill this relationship. Maybe that's what you're subconsciously doing. You're sick of these people and their crap.
You know what I'm sick of, actually?
Me?
I can tell you that. My father doesn't like his family, so there's tension, and I'm tired of being in the middle of it and dealing with it. So I just kind of want to wash my hands of the whole thing.
Yeah, but you're doing it in kind of an irresponsible way. You know, if you want to stand up to a dysfunctional family and cut contact, not showing up to a wedding...
It's probably not my best. I'm not putting my best foot forward, but you know.
Well, we're all people. As much as I can advise you, like I get into these situations all the time, even though I know what's right. We all know what's right. I mean, I think, give or take, it's just doing it and not doing it is what makes us human. So I wouldn't beat up yourself about it, but fix it now. Fix it now.
You're right. No, you're right. I'm not going to argue with you. You're correct.
All right. So you're willing to call them on conference call then, now that you've reconsidered?
No.
All right. Well, I tried. All right, caller. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm going to let you go.
Take care, bud.
Bye-bye. Caller, you're on the air. What are you procrastinating? I want to know about it. Caller?
Hello.
Hi. Yeah. Thanks for holding. What are you procrastinating? What's going on with you? I'm listening. I'm Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
Pretty much everything. Life, dreams, pretty much everything but feeding myself and feeding my cat.
Life.
But I wanted to say that I used to bite my toenails when I was a little short person.
Should we start maybe a club?
I was thinking that there had to be a time when that was like the normal way to deal with your toenails.
Yeah, but there's a lot of normal things that kids do that, you know, once we're adults is not so normal. So I don't want to let you and I off the hook, but
No, I'm saying like back in prehistory, before, you know, knives and stuff, everybody must have been biting their toenails.
So you're saying we're the normal ones, and just society is?
I'm saying we're cavemen.
We're cavemen. I'm a very small man. I'm like 130 pounds wet. A caveman could just clap his or her hands. A cave person.
No, they were small cavemen. They were just, you know, hiding out in the little caves.
I've got the hunch.
Little obscure caves.
I've got a childbearing hunch. I got a sexy hunch. I'm like a 4'8" Jewish guy with a very, very sexy hunch. I don't know if you can tell by my voice and general demeanor. So what are you procrastinating? What's going on?
You know, just like fixing my house. Fixing my life, doing what I want to do.
I was like this for many years. I worked in tech for 10 years back in California, and I put off being an artist for a very long time. And in my therapist's office crying, you know, I'm giving you the benefit of crying in my therapist's office so you don't have to do it. Shout out to my therapist, Dr. Kleinberg in California. I was scared of success. You know, not that I'm going to be a success. Who knows? I mean, it doesn't matter. But I was scared of, like, what will happen if I try and I don't fail, you know? Maybe that's you.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. I've heard that before. I'm not sure if that's
all right. Well, let's try to find a shoe
like
that fits.
It's more logistical, just, like, knowing what to do, how to prioritize.
Do you have enough money to, like...
so many different things that I want to do. It's, like, too much... too many decisions to make, so I just put off making any.
Yeah. What about money? Are you okay for cash, or are you like kind of overwhelmed?
Yeah.
You're okay for cash. So you really can do whatever you want, give or take.
Yeah. Within reason.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to be Liza Minnelli. Why I pick Liza Minnelli, I don't know, but I do love her. She's fantastic. So what are your dreams? What do you want to be?
I can't be Liza.
You can, okay? You can be her. Just give her a call. It's 201-209-9368. What do you want to be?
An artist.
An artist. Okay, that's vague. You know, for me, it's a performer, radio personality, media personality, humorist. I tried stand-up. I'm terrible at it, so that's not what I want to be. But what, like, artist is so vague. Are you a painter? Or are you making...
Well, I work in a lot of mediums, but I'd say sculpture is my most marketable talent.
I don't know if sculpting is marketable, but okay.
It's the thing that I do best that other people look at and would be most likely to give me money for, I think.
And what are we working with, like clay, bronze? I don't know what these materials are.
Clay. I do a lot of different, like, found object sculpture, too. Primarily clay.
Is the issue that you're not creating, or is the issue more that you're not, like, exhibiting?
I create sporadically. Like, I'll go through little periods where I'll start stuff and get something, you know, 80 or 90% done, and then just kind of forget about it. And there's like logistical issues too. I need to get a kiln, and
you need to. But you said you're okay for cash.
I don't burn my house down trying to fire my sculptures, stuff like that.
Well, why don't we get you a kiln? You said you're okay for cash. I mean, get the kiln.
Yeah. I guess the hold up now is like the getting the electrical work done so I don't burn the house down when I have the kiln.
Mm.
But I'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out.
You know, now that I'm putting myself out here on the radio, it's giving me that much more motivation.
I mean, if anything,
my own ass into gear, so thanks for that.
If anything, you calling this show is... well, it's a sign that something's amiss. You know, you chose to call the show rather than to do something about it, so I'm a little worried about you.
Yeah, I'm regretting it already.
You should regret it. I regret...
Go for a walk, because that was really what I was about to do before I tuned in, so...
Go for a walk, collect your
go
thoughts.
Go for a walk, clear my head. Just
and go on Craigslist and start looking for kilns, I think, is the next step.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, I'm glad I could help, / not help at all.
Oh, no. You did great.
I did great. All right, appreciate that. The number is 201-209-9368. We are going over what people are procrastinating. I just fixed something that I was procrastinating. I'm from Canada. We just spoke to my mother. She's in Toronto. And when I moved to New York, my parents were like, oh, we'll introduce you to people in show business, okay? This is what they said to me. And I'm like, no, you won't. You don't know anyone in show business. And they said, sure, we do. And the only name they could pull out of their behind was Rick Moranis, okay? And for the long, and so I got, they, at first, they didn't put me in touch with them. And I thought this was a very funny anecdote that my parents thought they were well-connected and the only name they could put me in touch with was Rick. But then a week ago, they sent me his email address. I got in touch with Rick Moranis. And I had a call with him yesterday. What I was procrastinating was emailing him, but the call was just kind of profound. The man's got, like, all kinds of life lessons, and I'm going to share some of them with you. Let me just pull this up here. I took notes on the call, okay? And he said there's two secrets to success in show business. Be unique and attract attention to yourself. He says, if you're just one, if you're just unique, nobody will care. And if you just attract attention to yourself, then nobody will stay. No one will stick around, and that'll be it. And that was one piece of sage-like wisdom. He's a really smart guy. All right, the number is 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Our topic is, what are you procrastinating?
Caller, you are on the air. What are you putting off doing that you need to do yesterday? You tell me all about it. You tell me all about it right now. That's why you're here. We want to know.
Okay, so my dishwasher broke, right? And my wife's been asking me to get it fixed.
So you've been procrastinating on getting a divorce so you don't have to fix it. Am I right? Did I nail it? Did I nail it?
You did. So it broke, and she keeps asking, you know, John, can you, you know, call a serviceman to get it fixed?
Now, John's the man she's having an affair with, or what?
No, that's me.
Oh, that's you. I really don't have this story straight at all. All right, okay, so your wife says to you, call the repairman. Why can't she call the repairman?
You're asking me. I don't know.
All right. Okay, well, I mean, like, you know, modern relationship, you divide the labor equally. If she's so pissed about it, she should do it herself, right?
I agree. So anyway, so I've been watching her. And she's, you know, we really need to get these dishwasher fixed. And I'm like, you know, I'll get on it. You know, I'll get on it. Somehow my phone never works, right? I'm like, you know, I don't know, honey. My phone's not working. I don't know what's going on. So anyway, so I find finally a number. And I'm like, I'm going to call this guy. So I call this guy. And he's like, you know, I can come out. I'm like, all right, when can you come out?
Yeah.
He says, I can come out, you know, today. And I'm like, okay. Sure enough, I'm like, oh, honey, you know, the guy said he could come out next week. So little do you know, I enjoy my wife cleaning dishes because I bust my butt every day to keep things clean and to keep the pool clean. And I'm kind of sitting back enjoying watching her struggle.
Wow, this is a great marriage. Wow, a good marriage is built on lack of communication, dishonesty, and resentment. You're doing great. You're doing something right. I wish, you know, maybe she's having an affair with someone named John, and then she doesn't have to actually tell you apart, which is great. Could be your twin brother. Why your parents would name your twin brother John, I don't know. Kind of complicated, but a great way to get away with crimes. You could get away with murder. You know what? Couples counseling, I think that's the first step. Second step is, did the dishwasher get fixed? Cause I'm on the edge of my seat here.
It hasn't. And it's been, honestly, let's see, about 4 weeks.
Wow. You are a great husband. A stunning image of what husbandry can be. Is husbandry the right word there? Or that's when you breed animals, I think. I don't know words.
I think that's the wrong adjective to use.
Well, we're using it. We're going with it. You are great at husbandry, human husbandry.
Well,
wow, John.
You know, in the meantime, okay. I'm taking a look slowly but surely. You know, I'm like, but we got to wash the dishes that are already in there, right?
Yeah.
So I got to be able to see in there. So meanwhile, one dish here is having to be washed, another dish here. I'm like, I need more wash because I got to be able to get inside the dishwasher to actually see what's going on.
Yeah. So you're just, now do you work and she doesn't? Is it a very traditional household?
Yes,
or
we
you
both do.
You're both working, so you don't have these traditional roles. You're just being a traditional jerk is what you're being.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You've got every right to be a jerk. I'm proud of you.
Well, sometimes, okay, so listen here. So sometimes I'll go outside, and this lady will take photos of me and videos of me busting my butt, working on stuff.
Wait,
isn't this cute?
Is this lady your wife in this story? Do you call your
Absolutely.
Wife?
Absolutely, yes, it's my wife.
I was hanging out with this lady, hey lady, and that's your wife. Fantastic. You are just...
She's taking photos, and I'm sweating my butt off.
Yeah.
Literally getting mad, chucking stuff across the yard because I'm upset because I hit my thumb on something. You know? And she's like, isn't this so cute? Isn't this so cute? I'm like, no.
Lady. John and lady. And how many years have you been married, John? I got to know. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So you guys are, and it's your first wife?
We actually have such a good marriage.
Such a good, sounds like you guys have
such
fun.
Such a wonder.
Now, do you have fun at each other's expense? Yes, but if you're both on board, hey, I'm all for it. So I actually support all this. You're not as much as a jerk as I thought you were. You're a great guy.
I try not to be, and it's all about having fun. But at the end of the day, she doesn't know that.
Well... It's about having fun, except she doesn't know that. So it's about you having fun at her expense at the end of the day.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But she does it to me, too. So, it's a mutual thing.
And should I ask, what has she done to you that's been equally cruel?
Well, let's see. The other day, this happens often. So, she'll go to get a snack out of the fridge, ice cream, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she'll accidentally, quote-unquote, leave it open. And, of course, hot air gets inside the freezer. And what happens to hot air that gets inside cold? It turns to ice. So I'm sitting there cleaning that out. I don't know. I've done that a handful of times. And I feel like at this point it's on purpose.
So she's ruining food? She's ruining food to torture you?
I think so.
John, I'm worried about you. Well, look, I appreciate your call. We're going to keep the weird train moving. But I appreciate the call.
Okay.
And
yeah, no
my love to your wife, that lady. John and that lady.
Thank you very much.
That effing lady. All right, John. Appreciate it.
Have a good night. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
All right. This is the Untitled Colin Show with David Cooper, and I'm your host, David Cooper. I am filling in for the Fuzzy Glove Hour with Ken and Andy. They will be back next week. Coming up next is the Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivesh. All right. We go to our next caller. Caller, I need to press a button here. You are on the air, caller.
Oh, hello. Is that Mr. David Cooper?
Yes. Yes, caller. I know this caller. He's a dear friend of mine and a comedic collaborator. But can I say your name on the air? Of course I can. Tony.
Can say your name.
What time is it over there in England? What's going on?
It is 23:46 at night.
You got to speak American. You got to speak American.
Hello, my American friends. Hello, everybody in America. Is Donald Trump still president?
I don't think so, but I haven't checked MSNBC yet. Tony, what are you procrastinating? What's going on? And please don't swear. You're going to get me in trouble.
Okay, I won't swear at all. Was Trump a swear word?
It depends on where you are, but let's say no for now.
So I'm in the car with my friend.
Okay, well, look at you. Mr. Tony's got friends. Mr. Bragging Tony. I got friends. We get it, Tony. You're very popular.
Friends. She does. She's not my friend, but I think she's a friend, but she's not my friend. She's telling me to go away.
Okay. Well, what's going on?
Nothing. It's like quarter to midnight here. I'm in what you would call the ghetto.
Okay. All right.
In America.
That's what some people would be offended by that. But, Tony, I guess.
Oh, no, they wouldn't be offended around here. It really is the ghetto.
Okay. And I'm allowed to say I'm Jewish. You're allowed to say that because you are.
You're Jewish, yeah? I'm not Jewish.
No, I was saying, I just wanted to let people know. Okay, I'm going to get in trouble. Tony, what are you procrastinating? What's going on with you?
Nothing. Everything's good. Life is good. The clouds are well. Nobody's been shot today. So everything's going well in my life.
Everything. Well, the topic is what are you procrastinating? So in a sense, you're procrastinating really contributing to the show. But I do appreciate the support.
I mean, I just wanted to make a very gentle entry, for you. I know you like a gentle entry.
I do like a gentle entry.
To know that I'm loving you and I'm supporting you, and I'm probably going to go now.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Tony. I'm glad you're on the air. I like a gentle and a gentile entry. Very much appreciated and appreciate you.
Are you still Jewish?
I am, unfortunately.
Are you still circumcised?
I am. Yeah, that was something that was... Yeah, Tony, thanks for the call.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Okay, that was Tony.
Love you.
I love you too, baby. That was Tony, a friend of mine who's not procrastinating anything, but I do appreciate him calling. You are listening to WFMU. I'll do the station ID in a bit, I'm sure. Our number is 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. I want to hear about what you are procrastinating. God, I was in the middle of this Rick Moranis story, but I got kind of lost in it. So I guess I could jump into something else I'm procrastinating, my taxes. I need to do those. Should probably get on that. I requested an extension. You know, I'm not filing late, but I think I'm owing, and there's going to be interest, and I don't know how any of this stuff works, and I'm very stressed out about it. All right, we got a caller. Caller, you're on the air. What's going on? Just kill me. End this now.
Hi,
you're on the air.
Is this David Cooper?
Yeah, the very same David Cooper on the air for an untitled call-in show, filling in for the Fuzzy Glove Hour. What is going on with you?
I'm actually procrastinating.
Wow, that is so. Is it like a double negative? Are you actually doing something right now?
Not currently, but I'm always thinking about something. So the situation is I'm just a compulsive overachiever, looking forward to my senior year of college.
Wow.
President of one club.
Look at you. Fantastic. You're a very, very impressive individual. Just really glowing with wonderful. Everyone's so happy for you. You don't seem arrogant at all.
Well, because I can't relax, because every time something comes up, I gotta deal with it.
Gotta get it done. Well, I don't really know what to advise you other than try not doing something. The world will not end. You know, and if it does end, you're going to crack eventually. You know, if you're an overachiever because you need to get everything done and the thought of not doing it makes you just crumble, like if you get one thing unfinished, the world will end. Like, you're eventually not going to get something done and you're going to crack and end up in a psychiatrist's office. So just try it now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about trying drugs.
They work for me. Yeah. This is for parody purposes. We don't actually condone drugs here. No one's ever done drugs. I've never done drugs, but they did help me, kind of get more relaxed and comfortable in my own skin. I'm sober now, but, they did help me.
Oh.
All right. Try drugs. We got it. I mean, don't try drugs.
Doesn't work for you, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to hang up on you. Thanks for the call though. Appreciate the support.
Okay. Bye.
All right, caller, you have won the expired can of mackerel. You are caller number 123. What is your name?
Have I really?
You have.
Oh, my goodness.
You have?
This just made my day.
Yeah, except there's a bit of a plot twist. I only have non-expired mackerel. I just kind of said that for comedic effect. Now, was it funny? That's in the eyes of the listener, ears of the listener. But, yeah, just go ahead and DM me your address. I hate to say my Twitter on the air, but it's DT Cooper. That's Delta Tango Cooper.
Okay.
And I will mail you a can of mackerel. How's that sound?
How do I prove that it's me that's talking to you right now?
I mean, your voice sounds oddly familiar, I got to say.
Okay. Well, I did not know you.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm not a popular guy like our last caller who had one friend. That's much better than me. I got no friends. But okay. Just maybe send me a voice message. Say, this is me. I imagine your name is Albert. Was I close? I'm really good with names.
Close. You got the A and the L.
See? I'm great with names. What's your name?
Alex.
Alex and Albert. That's pretty much the same name. They've got the same number of letters, probably. I don't know. I can't count.
Okay. Well, wow.
You won the fish. All right. But what are you procrastinating? Albert won the fish. Fishy Albert. Yes. Okay. What are you procrastinating?
Well, it's funny. I'm procrastinating going and walking my dog with my mother right now.
Okay.
And the reason is because I was waiting. I wanted to listen to the end of it. I wanted to get the rest of the show.
Yeah, it was a cliffhanger. Who's going to win the fish? You know, you got to stick around for the fish giveaway.
I know. And I guess lucky me.
You are the fish giveaway. You are fish giveaway Albert, formerly named Alex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I, put the show above my mother and my dog, and this is what I got.
I'm touched by that. Let them die. Let the mother and dog die for all I care. I am touched by your support, I got to say.
Yeah, well, Thank you.
Maybe don't let him die. Actually, I take it all back. Don't let him die. Just let him starve for about an hour. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, I think Claire's about to feed them anyway, and I think I'll just I'll let that slide.
Okay, well, where are you and Mumsy going to go for a walk?
Just around the backyard.
Backyard walk. How old is Mumsy?
Up there.
Mumsy's up there. We had my mom call earlier. She's usually funnier. She gets nervous.
More up there.
70, yeah. Yeah, it's an age. All right, well, give Mom a smooch for me, and I appreciate the call. Please do reach out. It's DT Cooper.
I will.
Delta Tango Cooper. I memorized the NATO alphabet, and now I'm just showing off. All right, thanks for the call, Albert. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Alex, Albert, who cares? Caller, you're on the air. You're on the air, caller.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Just coming up on the end of the show here. What are you procrastinating? And I can't give you the fish because we gave it away to Albert.
David, I love your show. I'm a fairly accomplished photographer, and I'm procrastinating doing a retrospective book.
Okay. Well, maybe you haven't finished your work yet. You know, maybe there's more work to be done. There is no retrospective if you have more work. Sorry, I shouted.
You talked about fear of failure. I think that's where it is.
I've been reading these Stephen Pressfield's book, like The War of Art and Turning Pro and The Artist's Journey, and now I'm like a self-help nerd, and I hate self-help stuff, but... These are great books. They've really helped me shift.
I've read them.
Yeah, he's great.
And my photographs are good. I just want to get them out into the world, but I don't want to do it.
All right, well, put them on Twittergram, put them on InstaFace or YouPorn or whatever. Put them wherever you want.
I'll do it, brother.
All right, we got a retrospective from a caller named I want to say Michael. Was I good? I'm close with names.
James,
Michael, and James, pretty much the same name, same number of letters.
All good. Biblical,
love the Bible, love fiction, love nonfiction. All right, then I'm going to get in trouble for that one.
Love your show, buddy. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. All right, well, and we're letting him go. You are listening to, all right, I'm going to do the old announcer voice. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Or online at WFMU.org. I am David Cooper. This is an untitled call-in show. We will have a title the next time I'm on air. If they let me on air, and will they let me on air? That's the cliffhanger for next time. Still have a few moments left. Do appreciate the fill-in for the Fuzzy Glove Hour with Andy and Ken. They'll be back next week. We've got a few moments left. The number is 201-209-9368. I want to know what you're procrastinating. Did we achieve anything in this show? Is there a Jerry Springer-like final thought? I don't think there is. It was really scattered. It was really manic. And in some sense, it was perfect. It was a perfect, terrible show. It was a perfectly terrible show. All right. Well, we've got one more caller who is on the air. Caller, you are on the air. What are you putting off? What do you got to get done? Tell me all about it. I want to hear it.
Well, man, I just put off sleep. Like, I have to get up early in the morning at, like, 7 or so for work. But, you know, I always spend my, you know, a lot of nights I stay up to way too late, way, way too late. I'm kind of a mess. I feel like crap the next day when, you know, I should be sleeping right now. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have this problem where they don't sleep enough, and I think I'm one of those people that have the problem that where I don't sleep enough. It's like I'm a live wire coconut, like a lightning rod, some crazy thing like that. But I don't know. It's like sleep doesn't come naturally, so just stay up all night or something.
Yeah, well, are you drinking coffee? Are you taking pills? What are you doing? Meth? Amphetamines? What's going on over there?
No. I don't think I'm taking meth. Sometimes I do drink coffee, but I wouldn't feel good if I took meth. I mean, like, what is meth to me? I mean, meth wouldn't make me feel better. It just makes me, I think I'm already antsy as it is. Like,
yeah. Is that a rhetorical question? What is meth to me? I mean, what is meth to you? I want to know now.
Meth is absolutely nothing. Never did stuff.
Yeah, me neither. I might have done it by accident, I got to say. They mix it with other stuff I hear these days. Not important.
Yeah,
This is a family show, though. This is all for parody purposes. No one's ever done any drugs before. Well, you got to maybe cut out the coffee. Have you tried melatonin? This stuff, I hear, works. I haven't tried it, but I hear it works.
No, I have never really heard of melatonin, but I don't think I've ever taken it. I don't think I've ever seen that product, but maybe it would help. Maybe it'll just help calm me down into not being so wiry or whatever.
It was first synthesized by Melatonin. She named it after herself, Melatonin, and it's a great pill. You can take it, and it puts you to sleep 15 minutes later. I don't know if it works. Never tried it, but I hear good things. And I appreciate your call. All right, get to sleep. Close your eyes. Here's one. Put the phone away from you. Don't put the phone near you. Put the phone away from you. Not within hand's reach, so you aren't tempted to go on the phone while you're in bed. How's that sound?
All right, I think I should go to sleep.
All right, good night.
All right, we are just wrapping up the show. I've been David Cooper. This has been the Untitled Colin Show, filling in for the Fuzzy Glove Hour. I do appreciate the slot. It has been so much fun, and what a joy to be on WFMU. I'll be around sometime, or not. We'll see. You know, take it easy. Play it by ear. That's me signing off. Have a great day, and I'm excited to give away a can of fish.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
It's a rolling out to move in a cruddy all night long. It's a rolling out to move in a cruddy all night long. It's a road this morning and I didn't know right from wrong. Have you ever woke up and find your door roll gone? Have you ever woke up and find your door? Hey, you wring your hand and you cried all day long. Then I told my just before I left town, and I told my woman, just before I left town, don't you let nobody tell you. And I fold my own and I begin to walk away. And I fold my own and I begin to walk away. I said, that's all right, sweet mama, your trouble gonna come someday. My home ain't here, I just stopped in your town.